This is GQDN for Thursday, May 22nd, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. And go get the one called Questworthy. It's good stuff. And put in the promo code Quest. That gets you 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. Could be more stuff coming this week. And by stackup.org. In today's news, if you have a console and you're looking for a new controller, well, we might have one for you. And that's for all three of them. We got some pretty good sales going on too. And Cloud9 is partnering with somebody. But we begin with .esports.com, and they were talking about Summer Games Fest. The date is announced, and that'll be June 6th, Friday, June 6th, at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So a little over 2 weeks away, and that'll be streamed from the YouTube Theater in Los Angeles, California. So it's Summer Games Fest, to put it up on X. Quote, set a calendar reminder to watch Summer Games Fest live on Friday, June 6th, streaming live from YouTube Theater in LA, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time. So what could be there? Well, only one way to find out. You can check out the show yourself on YouTube or Twitch if you follow the Game Awards. But some other people will be streaming it too, which means the plans are already in my mind. Most certainly twitch.tv/JoeSpace at that time, and maybe twitch.tv/DawnForge. So that will be coming not long after the Summer Games Fest will be Day of the Devs, okay? And the Green Games Showcase will be on June 7th. That'll be Saturday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. The Xbox Showcase will be on June 8th. That's Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, or 7 a.m. Eastern Time. And right after that, the Outer Worlds 2 Direct will be on June 8th, immediately after the Xbox Games Showcase. So, get ready for the rest of the year. And you better believe there's going to be some online games. I say that because GameSpot said that Xbox's PC Game Bar does have an update to it. And that would include the ways that you would see the on-screen keyboard, some Bluetooth connected devices, and you would turn on the airplane mode through the game bar settings. And they also saw some updates on some other classics coming to the Game Pass with some membership tiers that would include Pitfall and Commando and MechWarrior 2, 31st Century Combat. So there's going to be some stuff there. And that would probably include Star Wars Battlefront 2. Now, this comes to us from Pure Xbox and IGN, because Star Wars Battlefront 2 has been out for 8 years, but now it's getting some huge response from Andor, the TV show. And since it has, well, we'll just let Battlefront updates on X tell you about it. Quote, new Battlefront 2 numbers from a reliable source. Battlefront 2 peaked at 160,000 concurrent players last night, at 104% increase from the night before. Highest peak for almost 5 years. Keep the Battlefront train rolling, end quote. But would that help for the push for Battlefront 3? Because there's a lot of people that wants to see that happen. And right now, there is no plans to go forward with Battlefront 3. And that's up to DICE. So right now, they don't have any plans for it, but there's a huge push, and that does come from Andor's friend, Ben Armour, who did say, quote, Star Wars gotta give us Battlefront 3 ASAP. That's what he wrote on Instagram for the quote. Grew up with Battlefront 2. Been a veteran since day one. Let's hope Battlefront 3 happens, end quote. So will it happen? We'll see if that push is enough. But now we go to the Embracer Group. Nintendo Life said that They're trying to right the ship right now, and they were talking to their investors through the investor statement to confirm that they are renaming its core gaming division to possibly the Middle Earth and Friends to Fellowship Entertainment. And they did say that Fellowship and Entertainment will have a total of about, quote, 6,000 employees across more than 30 countries, end quote. In fact, here's what they said in the statement, quote, the group will be steward of the commercial rights to J.R.R. Tolkien's work, The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings, as well as intellectual properties, Kingdom Come Deliverance, Metro, Dead Island, Killing Floor, Darksiders, Remnant, Tomb Raider, amongst more than 300 gaming IPs. Fellowship Entertainment will consist of companies such as 4A Games, Aspire Media, Crazy Labs, Crystal Dynamics, Dambuster Studios, Dark Horse, Deca Games, Eidos Montreal, Flying Wild Hog, Gunfire Games, Limited Run Games, Middle Earth Enterprises, Milestone, Pallion, Tarsier Studios, THQ Nordic, Tripwire Interactive, Vertigo Games, and Warhorse Studios, amongst more than 40 other companies. So what's going to happen with that? We'll keep our eyes on it, definitely. Now, if you're into esports, we'll hit the esports corner right now, because Esports Insider did say that Cloud9 is partnering with the NACL League of Legends team, Conviction. So what's going on here? Well, Cloud9 did announce that they're teaming up with Conviction for the North American Challengers League in the 2025 season. And they did highlight that it'll provide some coaching support to help develop Conviction's roster. And this support will come from Cloud9's strategic coach, Marius Vigor-B2-Ayun. I do apologize if I butchered the name. And that would go with the assistant coach, Nicholas Hinero-Smith. So here's what Cloud9 did say there on social media. Quote, this partnership reflects on continued commitment to grow the North American talent pipeline and supporting the next generation of competitive players, end quote. So we'll see how they grow. Yes, we will. Okay, we got a lot to get through, but it's a lot of cool stuff. Such as The Verge said that NVIDIA GeForce is now 6 months subs are now 40% off. So instead of paying $50, you'll be paying $30 for a lot of different games. And there are a lot of them. So if you got GeForce, you might want to go check that out. But we go to Nintendo because Covenant of Solitude is coming to Nintendo Switch next month. So if you want a little RPG on your Nintendo Switch, the game will hit the eShop on June 6th, 2025. Just in time for a Switch 2. So go get that RPG if that's what you want. Okay, we have just become Controller Central just for today. We begin with PlayStation. Hey, my show, my choice. But I try to be fair, because the DualSense wireless controller Death Stranding 2 on the Beach Limited Edition is on the PlayStation Direct at $85. I tell you what, if you like a black controller, it's got a nice logo on the front and logos on the sides or down at the bottom, essentially. Looks pretty good. $85, PlayStation Direct. But you Xbox people, I am envious. Your controller via purexbox.com has The Witcher 3. And Xbox did show that off a little bit. It's all about the color on this one. Right now, that's at $80 on the Microsoft Store. And of course, it has to have the 3 on the lower left or the lower right hand of your controller. Now, there is another one that's a little bit more expensive, or I should say a lot more expensive. The Xbox Elite Wireless Controller Series 2 Core The Witcher 3 10th Anniversary Special Edition is $170. So you got one that's $80 and one that's twice as much. A little over twice as much. But come on, we can't leave Nintendo out, right? No. You can now pre-order the Nintendo Switch 2 Pro Controller via IGN right now. $85 at Target. You can get it at Walmart, GameStop, and Best Buy as well. And it is handheld. So if you want a pro controller, for the Switch 2 that is coming out soon. Go get it. It's gonna be good. Just like these, if you're into Pokemon. Because according to IGN, Amazon just restocked the Pokemon TCG's Prismatic Evolutions Premium Collection. Now, warning, the Prismatic Evolutions Super Premium Collection right now is listed for $260. That is three times its MSRP. That's $90. And that's 189% markup for the comparison for the $60 price tag there last year. Now, there are 15 booster packs where you can build your deck. And there are two Prismatic Evolution booster bundles, 12 packs, and it'll cost you about $138. You can get three of them for $207. That way you get 18 packs. So, they are out. You can go check out TCG Player or Amazon. There's a lot of different ones. Check the right price for you. Now, we did talk about Lord of the Rings, or the making of Lord of the Rings earlier in the show. Well, PlayStation said, we'll put Gollum on sale. So if you're interested, Lord of the Rings Gollum is now $6. I know there's a lot of negativity with it, but hey, still a game, still on sale. And beggars can't be choosers sometimes, right? This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for a Finally Friday. Until then, go play some games, people.